Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
It's hard not to smile at a field full of radiant sunflowers. And that's one reason why a redevelopment group in New Orleans is planting the giant blossoms in vacant lots in a bid to reclaim a badly blighted neighborhood near the Superdome. Not only will the sunflowers brighten people's lives, they'll also help power cars and trucks. Will Bradshaw is president of Green Coast Enterprises in New Orleans and a partner in Project Sprout, which is based on a similar program in Pittsburgh. Welcome to Living on Earth, Mr. Bradshaw.
Hi.
So, I understand that you've just recently planted your first test plot of sunflowers in New Orleans. Tell me about the area where you're starting. How big is it? Where is it located?
It is three of the four corners of the intersection of Jackson and Johnson, which is right adjacent to the B.W. Cooper housing project.
So, what did these lots look like before you started planting the sunflower crop?
They were largely overgrown. One of them had been filled with construction debris from what looked like a foundation excavation. So it had some pieces of concrete and rebar and a bunch of piles of dirt, and then grass and weeds and whatnot had grown over the top of that. Another had been used by a road crew illegally to store their materials, including some potentially contaminating product for curing concrete in a big 55-gallon drum that was just open. Another had an old boat that had been basically rotted in half and been left there, and some tires and stuff like that. But they were all largely abandoned lots that had just been used for illegal dumping.
I understand that sunflowers can actually take toxins out of the soil.
There's no question that sunflowers make soils better with respect to the level of heavy metals. What is debated about is how much better and how quickly do things get better. There has been some research here in New Orleans out of the Center for Bioenvironmental Research at Tulane and Xavier that shows that because of the pH levels in most of the soils in New Orleans, that the uptake of heavy metals is significantly delayed. And Howard Mielke in particular has done some research that shows it may take as much as 1,000 years to actually clean a heavily contaminated plot in New Orleans. But there's also some competing research that comes out of Dillard University that has shown that in a couple of growing seasons, a lot in Central City moved from being unsafe, according to EPA standards, to a safe level for alternative uses.
So let me understand this. Once the plants take out some toxins from the soil, are the sunflowers themselves contaminated?
Most of the contamination is held in the stalk, and if you are planting sunflowers in a lot that has high levels of lead, then you need to treat the stalks as a biohazard.
So I understand you actually plan to make biodiesel from the sunflower seeds. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, we'll harvest the flowers themselves and extract the seeds, and the seeds are actually where the oil is. And we'll press the seeds, and then that will create some oil that can be used with recycled vegetable oil. We won't make very much. These lots will probably produce somewhere between 20 and 50 gallons, and maybe a gas tank. But what we will be able to do is work with someone else who is processing or reprocessing used vegetable oil.
Mm-hmm.
And the virgin oils actually can be mixed with used vegetable oil to improve the quality of the recycled grease.
Well, you could have planted many different crops that can be converted into some form of biofuel. Why pick sunflowers? Why not sugarcane? They grow a lot of that in Louisiana. You can make ethanol or corn.
One of the most important things about Project Sprout is that sunflowers really create hope. People have a direct connection to them. Most people have a sunflower story. You know, their grandmother used to plant sunflowers in her yard, that they used to harvest them at home when they were growing up. There's this real connection that people have with them that signals a brighter future than what people see for that space now.
So you're starting out pretty small in New Orleans, but what are your plans for the future? In a decade from now, to what extent should we expect to see the Big Easy just covered in sunflowers?
Hopefully a decade from now, what you'll see is lots that were covered in sunflowers. You know, it's a little bit of an interesting model in the sense that we don't actually want to be, over the long term, planting things all over the place. What we would like to be doing is targeted plantings in neighborhoods that suffer from these significant blight problems at a large scale. And we think that that would really create a significant turning point for that place. And then you start to sort of stabilize that neighborhood and allow for other uses to come in.
Will Bradshaw is president of Green Coast Enterprises in New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you so much, Will.
Thank you.